who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Mark 16 verse 19, Hebrews 1 verse 3. The third and final complex structure of God is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God draws you to him. The Holy Spirit, when received by a believer in Christ Jesus, allows the Spirit to bring power to the believer. The Holy Spirit is working throughout the entire world. When Christ ascended into heaven, he was no longer present with his disciples. He immediately, at his ascension, began to work through the Holy Ghost, giving commandments to the apostles, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Christ said, "But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Acts 2 verse 1, 1 verse 8. God requires the utmost respect for his Spirit. We are warned not to grieve the Holy Spirit by our mouth, body, or actions. "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Ephesians 4 verse 30. Christ said through his atonement all sin is forgiven, but only one sin is unpardonable, to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." Matthew 12 verse 31. Prayer is our human form of communication to speak with God the Creator. In prayer to God the Father, you pray through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit, by which you would pray, "O Father, in Jesus' name, through the Holy Spirit we come to you." Thomas asked the mysterious question of how a believer can come to the Father. Christ answered his question with gravity, subtlety, and force.